Here on today's Lately Radio Sports page, we have a really exciting interview. We're talking with Ryan Nadelborg, senior at Pella Christian. We're also talking to Mike Groover, official with the Iowa Association of Track and Field. We also got Mike Bouquet, head coach of the Pella Christian cross country teams here, following a really exciting thing that happened today. And Ryan, I'll let you kind of start us off and describe what it was that you got to do today that was really fun.
Yeah, so I was sitting there at the cross country meet when I found out I was going to be able to shoot off the gun and announce the start of the race. And I was a little nervous at first, but I also got really excited just to be there on the starting line again. And to be able to do that was really an honor, and it just felt great. So I was so happy to be able to do that.
And this is after the PCM cross country invite on Monday. And Mike Groover, you're telling me that you've been doing this for a long time. This is a first. If you don't mind telling us how many years you've been doing this, and what about this situation lined up perfectly for this to be able to happen today?
Yeah, you bet, Tyler. No, I've been 32 years starting track and cross country meets, and never relinquished the starter pistol to somebody else. But I tell you what, Coach Bukite and I have known each other for nearly 20 years, and hey, I had spoke a bit last December at a clinic and was talking about, he and I are both old cross country and track kind of junkies, where it's fun to see those kids who have a love and a passion for the sport. How can you find some way to let them create a memory and something distinctive? And Ryan was that kind of young man. And so when he and I were talking, the more we did, we were just trying to get creative on ways for this to happen. And throughout the last number of months, a few conversations here and there. And then today it kind of all took place and came together very quickly for us that way. So, yeah.
That's awesome, yeah. Coach Bouquet. We were talking about this with our other Mike here, and he was telling me that this kind of all came together the morning of the meet, and making sure that this was possible. What can you tell us about the process of setting it up from your end?
Well, I think, today was just another example of good people get a little love back to Ryan and Ryan's family. They've been through a lot. And, some of the interactions over the last year with the PCM athletic director and cross country coaches and with Mike have been all super positive, super supportive of the Nadelborg family. They've been through a lot, much more than most of us realize. So just really appreciate my relationship with Ryan, and anytime I can spend a little more time with Ryan doing things like this to hold him up. I mean, he could have easily been one of them out in front of that race tonight. He's taken a little bit different path and has been an awesome inspiration to all of us, just how he carries himself and the relationships he has with so many people. And the whole Nadelborg family has just done a fine job of making the best of a tough situation, and it's just nice to be a year past from a very difficult situation that happened a year ago. So even at the start line, Ryan was talking to Mike Groover and with his parents about, what he's going to do in college. And he's already a senior here at Pella Christian. So it's exciting to dream and think about those next steps. And today was fun. Just a good connection between a lot of people that love the family and love the sport, and pretty special.
It is pretty special. And Ryan, I know that you would have loved to have been out front leading that cross country meet today, like Coach Bouquet was saying, especially a meet where you know so many of the kids, both between Pella Christian and PCM, and being able to be out there, being a part of the race that your friends were a part of, and just getting to do it in a different way, a unique way. I know that you've been a big cheerleader from afar for the Pella Christian cross country team last year, and now this year being able to, support them in another way. What was that like today?
Yeah, just last year I was able to talk to them, but actually being at the meets this year just has felt like a whole nother world. Getting to watch my friends run has been so much fun. And I was saying, sitting there with the gun, ready to fire it off, I'm just about as nervous doing that as I am starting the race. I always get the jitters no matter who's starting the gun when I hear that, and I hear the pre-race speech. It still really gets to me, and I get nervous. So that feeling, I think, will just stick with me forever. And it's just such a good community and atmosphere to be around everybody and watch them run.
Well, I think we have to ask our now 30-year vet on the job here. Do you still get those same jitters when you shoot off the gun every meet?
It does. There's always something. You know, there's kids you get to know over time and over the years. And there's times you laugh. There's times you cry. There's times you're just always a little uncertain. And so one of those, you know, this is one of those days you smile. There's one of those days you also halfway shed a tear. And it's it is. It's a good day to enjoy. This is why you love the sport. It's why you do it for 30 years, and hopefully you do it for another 30 years. It's these kind of days that you cherish when you have these kind of great young men that you're around, great coaches that mold those young men. So it makes a lot of fun that way.
So. And Ryan, obviously getting to be around the team, a big thing. I know that that's one thing that you really enjoy doing and being able to do this. What was kind of the flip side of that from your teammates? What was it that they had to say to you following the race? So the job you were able to do today with starting off the boys' race.
Yeah, they said it kind of hyped them up just to have me there and just to have me around. I mean, they're always really appreciative of me coming to the meets and, you know, talking to them and giving them a little advice here and there. So I think it just helps build the relationship both way between me and my teammates.
That's awesome. Guys, appreciate you making this happen. This is a really special deal. I'm really thankful that we could sit down and talk about it. And Ryan, best of luck in your continued journey of recovery. And to our Mikes, Mike Groover and Mike Bouquet, thanks for joining us to talk about a special thing that you guys were able to help set up today. And best of luck, Mike Groover, as you continue on with meets. And best of luck the rest of the cross-country season, Coach Bouquet.
You bet.
Thank you very much, Tyler. Appreciate it.